Invite you to turn in your Bibles this afternoon to Genesis chapter 4. I want to read verses 2 through 10. Genesis chapter 4, we're going to be reading verses 2 through 10.
请大家打开圣经, 创世纪 4章 2到8 节。
Genesis chapter 4, beginning to read verse 2. Now Abel kept flocks, Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstling of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. And the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." Now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where's your brother Abel?" "I don't know," he replied. "Am I my brother's keeper?" The Lord said, "What have you done? Listen. Your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground."
创世纪4章2到10节。亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。亚伯也将他羊群中投生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。 只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。耶和华对该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。”该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。耶和华对该隐说：“ 你兄弟亚伯在哪里？他说：“我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？”耶和华说：“你做了什么事呢？”你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告。
It's called blood rust.
那叫血迹。
You say, "What on earth is blood rust?" Well, they found blood rust on a number of ancient antique swords.
在那些古董的剑上面经常能够看到血锈。
Some of these were used many thousands of years ago by the Han Dynasty, and they were used to behead their enemies.
在几千年前，像汉代他们用的那些剑，是用来把那个敌人的头割下来的。
And over the centuries, that blood turned to rust, and it's called blood rust.
那过了几千年之后，那血就变锈了，所以就叫血锈。
You know, you ask, how can you distinguish between ordinary rust on a sword and blood rust?
那你怎么来区分剑上面一般的锈和血产生的锈呢？
Well, if you clean off ordinary rust that has accumulated over the centuries on a sword, it will turn the water brown.
如果你在一般的那个剑上面把它的那个锈斑去掉的话，那个水把它浸在水里面，那个水是变成棕色的。But
if you clean blood rust off a sword, it will turn the water red.
但如果你是去掉血迹的话，那个水就会变成
So it literally looks like blood in the water.
所以在你清洗的时候看上去就像真的血一样。So
after 4,000 years, you still have blood that turns water red rather than brown.
所以即便是在4,000年之后，你还能够区别什么是血锈，什么是一般的锈。
You know, you say how barbaric we've evolved into much more sophisticated people today than perhaps centuries ago.
你们也可以看到, 几千年之后, 人类从, 那么野蛮的, 那些行为变成了, 如今的文明的行为。
You know, we might not have a problem with blood rust on our swords today, but we've got a problem, very interesting. You know, you've heard of road rage. The latest rage I heard of is phone rage.
我们, 今天不会再面临那些在舰上, 看到血迹的事情, 但是呢, 现在我们有那些, 在路上的一些马路上遇到的那些, 愤怒, 或者是
Recently, Kevin Williamson went to the theater. He wanted to watch a play, and there was this lady a couple of seats away from him who was on her cell phone talking during the performance.
有一次呢, 有一个人去看一个, 戏, 他前面几排呢, 有一个女士在打电话。
And all of a sudden, he really got mad. He reached over, grabbed that smartphone out of that lady's hand, and he heaved it across the whole room, and he got thrown out of that particular play.
那他一下子就变得非常的生气，就冲过去把那个女士手里的电话拿起来，就甩出很远。当然，他被驱逐出了那个剧场。
You know, that brings us to the passage, Genesis 4, that we just read.
这就, 带我们回来看我们刚才读的创世纪第四章。
The interesting thing about this passage is that it contains the very first use of the word sin in the Bible.
这里一个有趣的事实就是在这一章里面我们看到圣经第一次提到了罪。
Now then, I'm going to reread for you verses 6 and 7, and the question is this: what is the first sin that is cited as sin in the Bible? Listen carefully. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you what? Why are you angry? If you do not do it right, here comes the first use of the word sin. Sin is crouching at your door.
我们再来仔细地看第六、第七节。 来看这里圣经所指的第一次指的罪是什么？第六、第七节，耶和华对该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在你门前。他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。”So
what is the first sin that is called a sin in the Bible? What is it? It's anger, isn't it? It's anger. Cain was angry.
所以在圣经里面第一次提到的罪是发怒。
I want to say several things about this story this afternoon, and the first thing I want you to get is this. The crime was murder, but the sin was anger.
首先我们要讲的是, 那个谋杀是一种罪行,但是呢,发怒是一种罪。
But here's a question. At whom was Cain angry? He was angry at God, wasn't he? He was angry at God because God had not accepted his offering.
我们现在要来问, 那个该隐是对谁发怒呢? 他是对神发怒。
I want to tell you, we all get angry at God at times. I was preaching in the other congregation, and I asked the people, I said, is there anyone here who's never gotten angry at God? Not a hand went up. We all experience meltdowns in our lives, at which time we get frustrated with God and we get angry with God.
我们每个人都会经历到对神发怒的。我在向另外一群会众讲道的时候，我就问他们有谁从来没有对神发过怒，没有一个人敢举手。我们都有感到失望、沮丧的时候。
But I want you to notice something now. Something very subtle happened in this story. Now keep in mind, Cain is angry with God, but very subtly, slowly, his anger pivots from God to whom? To his brother Abel.
我们看到该隐起先是对神发怒，但是呢，渐渐的他把这个怒气从上帝转向了他自己的兄弟该隐，那亚伯。
Now, let me ask this question. What do you think Cain was, what was going through Cain's mind? Probably fire came down from heaven and accepted his brother's offering, just like the story of Elijah. What do you think was going through Cain's mind as he see fire come down and accept his brother's offering, no fire come down and accept his own offering? What do you think was going through his mind?
你们想想，如果当该隐看到在亚伯献祭的时候有火下来接受了亚伯献的祭，而没有接受该隐献的祭，他当时会怎么想
？He's probably thinking something like this: Who does my brother think he is?
他当时会想，我兄弟他以为他是谁呀？
I'm going to put him in his place. I mean, it seems if God always favors my brother, the golden parachute always lands in his lap. He favors my brother. He doesn't favor me. I'm going to put my brother in his place. That's what he was thinking.
他肯定想，上帝既然那么喜欢，亚伯，那我就要做点事情，要把他害了。
And that's quite often what we do with anger. You know what we do? We're angry with God, and then we start to project our anger with God onto our spouse or onto other people in the church. That's what Cain is doing in this story.
这也是我们平常人经常做的。我们如果有时对神恼怒的话，我们会把这种恼怒转移到我们身边的人，我们的配偶或者我们在教会里的朋友。
Something very similar to this occurred in the story of David and King Saul.
同这个故事很相似的是我们看到大卫和扫罗王的故事。
You remember the story when David King kills Goliath?
大家都记得那个大卫杀死那个巨人的故事。
David is probably in his early 20s when he killed Goliath, and he comes back, and now David is the rock star, if you will. He's the rock star of all Israel.
大卫杀死哥利亚的时候，他只有20岁。那当时他真的是一个巨星。
And do you remember what the women sang? They sang the song like this. They said, you know,King Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his tens of thousands.
当时人们口中传说的就是扫罗王杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
And we're told that from that day that King Saul eyed David. In other words, he looked at him with envy, with envy.
从那时起，扫罗王就非常的嫉妒大卫。
And the next day, you remember the story, David is playing his lyre. In addition to everything else, he's really good at music. And you remember what King Saul did? He picked up his spear and he heaved it because he wanted to kill David. But David is also not only a good musician, not only the great hero, he's athletic and he dives out of the way. And again, you know, it seems as if God is favoring David andKing Saul is envious of him.
有一天当大卫在弹曲子的时候，扫罗王就因为心中的嫉妒，他就把他的矛向他抛过去。当然了，大卫是非常的那个机智，他就避开了这一场祸。
I just want to make a couple observations about envy, the sin of envy.
我只是想提一些有关嫉妒的那个罪。
Okay, first of all, it's very interesting that envy always compares.
嫉妒经常是由比较而生的。
Let me explain what I mean when I say envy always compares. The star resents the superstar, right?
我们经常可以看到明星会
And the rich person resents the super rich person.
富人会憎恨超级富人。
And the pretty girl resents the beautiful girl.
漂亮妹妹会嫉妒比她更漂亮的妹妹。
And the B-plus student resents the straight-A student, right?
B-plus 的学生会嫉妒全 A 的学生。
And the good athlete resents the super athlete.
一个好的运动员会憎恨一个更好的运动员。
So you see, envy is always comparing, but there's something else envy does. Envy resents anyone who is even your equal.
嫉妒是由比较而生的，但是嫉妒呢，有时候会使人跟憎恨即使是跟他平等的人。
Back in 1946, the two greatest philosophers of that time got together for a discussion at the University of Oxford.
在1946年的时候，有两位非常出名的哲学家，他们在牛津大学有一个讨论。
The greatest philosopher of that time was a man by the name of Ludwig Wittgenstein.
有一名叫 Ludwig Wittgenstein.
And the other philosopher who was almost equal to him was a guy by the name of Karl Popper.
另外一个是跟他几乎同级的，名字叫 Karl Popper。
Now, Wittgenstein had always been recognized. He was the big enchilada. He was a really smart guy. And now the two of them were talking, and he was used to getting his own way. But all of a sudden, this younger guy, Karl Popper, started to ask him questions and make points, and he started to get angry.
那 Wittgenstein 是当时非常有名的，他一直就习惯于被大家尊崇，但是呢，突然间来了一位年轻的 Popper， 他开始向他提问的话，那个 Wittgenstein 就觉得非常的恼怒。
I want you to get what the smartest guy in the world did. They were sitting by the fire. The smartest philosopher in the world picked up a fire poker, you know, the poker that you use to keep the fire going, and he started to wave it around, and everyone thought he was going to hit the other philosopher in the head. And then he stormed out of the room.
那个大家都觉得是最聪明的哲学家，他居然恼恨到一个程度，他把身边的一个生火用的一根棒子拿起来，大家都以为他会把这个火棍扔到他的对方那边去，但是他还是就是拿了那个火棍冲了出去。
You see, envy is so sinful because it not only is envious of those who are better than that person is, it's even envious of those who are equal to the person.
我们看到那个嫉妒，它并不是单单嫉妒比他好的人，而是嫉妒那些跟他平级的人。
But I want to make one more point on this story as we close.
我们要再讲一点。
Anger, this story teaches us, is highly addictive. It is as addictive as any drug.
那个恼恨这件事其实是会上瘾的，它跟那些毒品一样。
If you look at verses 6 and 7, it's interesting how God describes anger. He pictures anger like a wild animal that is sitting at the door of Cain, waiting to pounce in and overwhelm him.
在第六和第七节当中，神描写那个恼怒，它就像一只野兽，匍匐在你的门前。
I read an article just this last week titled "The Need for Enemies."
我上一次读了一篇文章，就是说需要敌人。
Now, you know, as Christians, we do have legitimate enemies. You know, we have the world, the flesh, and the devil. They're our enemies. But there's also within us a sort of a psychological need for enemies that's part of our sinful nature.
作为基督徒，我们本身我们就是有敌人的，就像魔鬼、撒旦和那个属世的一切。但是呢，我们心理上面，我们还有一种渴望要树立敌人的那种渴望。
Let me illustrate what I'm getting at from the history of ancient Rome. I don't know if you've ever studied ancient Rome, but in ancient Rome, their number one enemy was a civilization, a city called Carthage.
在古罗马的时候，他们第一个敌人就是一个 Carthage 的那个城市的文明。
And for a long time, Rome fought what was known as the Punic Wars, in which they were fighting their great enemy, Carthage, until finally they conquered and wiped out Carthage. In fact, they sowed salt all over so that you couldn't even grow anything. Carthage was wiped off the face of the earth.
他们跟那个城市做了长期的斗争，最后他们赢得了那个胜利。但是呢，他们在打赢了之后，他们把盐撒在那个城市的土地上面，使那个土地再也长不出任何作物。
Now you would expect, after Rome had just defeated its big arch enemy, that there would be all kinds of celebration in Rome, right?
你们会想象说，当罗马打胜这个仗的时候，他们会有一个很大的庆祝。
But it's interesting that there was kind of a sadness that swept all over Rome. The reason was they didn't have an enemy anymore, and so they yearned for still another enemy. Sometimes that's human nature, you know. We're always looking for an enemy, and our anger always tends to focus on someone in our life.And God says, deal with the sin of anger in your life.
但是当罗马帝国他们打胜了之后，他们并没有庆祝，而是整个帝国有一种悲哀笼罩着他们。为什么呢？因为他们从此没有了敌人。所以从这里我们看到，在人性的一方面，就是我们希望要树立一个敌人，但是神告诉我们，我们要去掉那个恼怒的罪。
Once again, I want to remind you then that this is how serious God takes anger. The very first use of the word sin in the Bible deals with anger.
从圣经上第一次提到罪是有关该隐的发怒，我们就知道神是怎么看重发怒这个罪的。
I want to tell you a story about a great, great Christian who died recently.
我要讲最近刚刚逝去的一个非常伟大的基督徒。
His name is Dr. Dallas Willard. He taught for 50 years in the philosophy department at USC.
他的名字是 Dr. Dallas Willard. 他是在那个南加州大学教了50年的哲学。
And many Christian leaders look up to Dallas Willard. He was the one who was sort of the spiritual mentor of great, great people.And he died, and one of them at his funeral told the following story.
那很多基督徒的领袖都非常的仰慕这位这个 Dallas, 因为他们都觉得他是在宗教方面的一个先驱。在他的葬礼上面，有一位领袖是这么回忆他的。
One day, Dallas Willard was teaching a philosophy class, and all of a sudden, this student.Interrupted him, and he was rude, and he was wrong.
有一天呢，他正在教一个哲学课，那时候呢，有一个学生打断了他。那个学生是非常的鲁莽，而且他是错的。
And instead of getting into an argument with this student, Dr. Dallas Willard looked at his watch and he said, "This is a good place to stop. Class is dismissed." And he didn't argue with him.
当时那个 Dr. Willard 他并没有跟他继续的争吵下去，而是看了看表说，现在我们应该是休息了，所以大家就下课吧。
Now then, after class, a fellow student who's a Christian came up to Dr. Willard and he said, "Dr. Willard." You know, why didn't you set that young student straight? I mean, you could have made mincemeat of him. He was dead wrong. Why didn't you set him straight in class in front of the other students?
那个下课了之后呢，有一个基督徒的学生就上去问Dr. Willard 说，你为什么放了他？你完全可以在课堂上面正面的那个批评他。
And I love how Dr. Willard replied. He says, look, the reason I didn't is that I'm practicing the discipline of not having the last word.
他说我当时没有这么做是因为我 自己在守一个训律，就是我不要说最后一句话。
You see, so often, right, we want to have the last word, right? We're right, the other person is wrong. We want to have the last word. Here's a fellow who's practicing the discipline of not having the last word. What a beautiful picture of someone who has conquered anger in his life.
这是一幅多么美好的画面，我们看到有一个如此自律的人，他能够控制自己的恼怒。
How's it going with anger in your life? Are you giving your anger over to the power of the Spirit of God?
你是怎么来控制自己的那些恼怒的？你有没有把你的那种控制权交到神的手里？